We continue our learning. Le'ilu nishmas David ben Menachem Menush and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyo. We are beginning the second perek of Maseches Challah, perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Midoraisa Challah only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and we have spoke about that in our introduction. Our Mishnah is going to deal with the halachos of grain that was grown outside Eretz Yisrael, but made into bread in Eretz Yisrael. Peros chutzal aris shenichrasu la'aretz chayavin b'chala. I have grain. It was grown in chutz la'aretz, but it entered Eretz Yisrael, and then we made it into dough in Eretz Yisrael, and we baked it. So it's chayavin chala. Why? Because the obligation to separate chala midoraisa is whether or not the dough was in Eretz Yisrael when the chala obligation was took effect. And that's, of course, when it's made into the dough. So it was only made into dough when it was in Eretz Yisrael. So the halacha of challah, dinner of challah applies. Now, the pasuk teaches us from the Torah that even if I have produce of outside Eretz Yisrael, there is a Torah obligation in Eretz Yisrael when that challah, if the challah obligation took effect, was triggered in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the obligation to separate challah takes effect at the time of the kneading, as we've mentioned before. That's the Gemara Malacha. So if I have dough that I kneaded in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be chayv and chala midoraisa. Remember, midorabanan, though, even bread made completely outside Eretz Yisrael is chayv and chala. So then that's what we do in chutz laretz. Yatsu mikan l'sham. Let's say I have grain that went out from Khan. Khan is Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is from Eretz Yisrael. To there, to Chutz La'aretz. So the Mishnah has a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev. Eliezer says, Mechayev in Chala Midoraisa. Why? Because if I have grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and it's grain that's obligated in the Chala, so it's Chayev in Chala, even if it wasn't Eretz Yisrael when the Chala Chiyuv set in, even when I made it into dough. The Pasuk says, Milechem Ha'aretz. Milechem Aretz, the bread of the land of Eretz Yisrael, means it's made from grain grown in Eretz Yisrael. So the law of challah applies, even if the bread was made, even the dough was made and finished outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Akiva poter. Rabbi Akiva says no. He says, where's the grain? Where was the grain made into dough? The fact that it grew in Eretz Yisrael has no is not relevant here. It's where it became dough. It became dough outside of Eretz Yisrael. There's no din d'oraisa of separating challah. Rabbi Akiva holds, it says, milechem aretz. It teaches that if I have a dough that has reached the stage of chiyuv of challah outside Eretz Yisrael, so it's not chayv. That's all it means. So if I have dough that was kneaded outside Eretz Yisrael, that's going to be putter, even if it came to Eretz Yisrael later. Why? Because the time of the kneading, it was outside. So the same thing here. If I have dough that was kneaded in Eretz Yisrael, so then it's going to be chayv and challah, even if it left Eretz Yisrael afterwards. Once again, midrabanan, of course, there still is an obligation to separate challah from dough outside Eretz Yisrael. Piwan Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Afar chutzal aretz. Now we're talking about soil of Eretz Yisrael, not the grain that grew. I have soil of chutz laretz. Sheba basfina laretz. Came on a boat onto a river or a lake in Eretz Yisrael. And here is soil from chutz laretz. Chayav b'masros uvashvius. Says the Mishnah, any produce that grows in that soil, in the boat, has the obligation of masros and shmita. So, this means, let's say I have shmita produce. What does it mean? It means as din of hefker. So anyone can come and take it. Even though, if you're now in Eretz Yisrael, you're sitting on a boat in a river in Eretz Yisrael, but the soil came from chutz, so it doesn't matter. Where are you right now? You're in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because we assume the produce is getting nourishment from the ground that's under the water, under the river. So therefore, it's considered like it grew in Eretz Yisrael. So the laws of Masros and Shemitah would apply. Yes, the soil is from Chutz La'aretz. That's true. But where is it getting nourishment? It's from here. Now, this only applies if the boat is, like, remember the Utzitz Nukiv, when I have a flower pot. Is there a hole? Is not a hole? So we have to assume the boat has a hole in it. Obviously we fill the hole with the earth so that water doesn't come into the boat. So now we can say, yes, the nutrients from the riverbed come through the hole and get to the produce, and that's how it's nourished, and that's why it's considered nourished itself. There's no hole, so then that produce that grows on that boat, is in that soil, is going to be patur from maaser and shmita because the nutrients aren't able to come up from the ground. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Masai. So Rabbi Yehuda comes to qualify that statement. Bisman, when is this true? Bisman shasfina gosheshes. That's when the sfina is touching, is putting pressure on the water. The boat is in shallow water. So the bottom of the boat is touching the riverbed. That's when this is true. When that happens, so then we say the produce in the boat is getting nourishment from the ground. But if the bottom of the boat isn't touching the ground, we don't assume the produce is drawing nourishment from the ground when there's the water that's in between. So then it's not considered growing in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore would not be chayv in the laws of Maser and Shemitah. Mishnah then says, Issa sheni lo shel b'mei peros. Here have dough, and we kneaded it with fruit juice. Let's say it could be anything. Apple cider or something not of the seven liquids in general, just general fruit juice. It's chayev in chala because, well, the fruit juice issues, the tumah issues related to the next statement. I have the regular fruit juice. I didn't use water. So chayev es b'chala. Why? Because we assume, according to the Mishnah here, that the fruit juice, just like water, can bring the flour together and make a dough. So this issue was discussed at greater length in Tevul Yom, a long time until we get to Tevul Yom, in Seder Taros, where we have a machlokes, Tanoim, regarding dough made with fruit juice. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that dough made with fruit juice is not considered as it's a dough, really. It's many pieces of flour, particles of flour coming together, because fruit juice does not have the ability to, maybe not physically or chemically, fruit juice doesn't have chashivus to the point where the flour is able to come together to be considered an entity. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda there says, no, fruit juice can make it into flour. Now, that Mishnah is dealing with the halachos of Tumah. But, of course, that has impact, certainly is relevant to the laws of Chala as well, because it needs to be a dote to be subject to the laws of Chala. So what would follow is that, according to Rabbi Akiva, if I have dough made with fruit juice, it's part of Chala. It's not considered a dough. It's the separate particles of flour. But according to Rabbi Elazar, yes, of course it's considered a dough. If it's dough regarding Tumah, it's dough regarding the laws of Chala. So obviously the Mishnah here is following Rabbi Elazar and Yehuda that it's chayav in Chala. Pasak halacha is that nowadays we should not be kneading a dough with fruit juice anyway. Why? Because Chala nowadays we don't give to a Kohen. We have to burn the Chala. So when the Chala is Tamei, as it is nowadays, so we burn it, as we know. But food can become Tamei only if there's a point where it became Mukhshar LeKabel Tumah with one of the seven liquids. If I have Chala made with pure fruit juice, that does not become Tamei. So it doesn't become tame, so now I have a problem. It really should not be burned. So I want to avoid that problem. So to use, if I use water or one of the seven liquids, as we know, right, I'm not going to use blood, but, you know, honey and oil and milk, etc., any of those, so those are mukhshar lekabel tumah, so then the challah obviously would become tumah, we make it tumah, as we normally would, and then it would be no problem of burning it. So that's why then we should avoid the fruit juice issue. And then the Mishnah concludes, v'necheles b'yadayim miso avos, and it can be eaten, the challah that's taken from this dough, can be eaten from Issa, from a dough that was kneaded with fruit juice, can be eaten with hands that are not washed without netilas adayim. Why? Because if I have dough made with fruit juice, as we said, it's not one of the seven liquids, so it cannot become tummy. If it can't become tummy, so then I don't have to worry about netilas yadayim. Remember, challah is treated as truma, and your hands are sheni lutuma, but I don't have to worry about the challah becoming shlishi lutuma, because it can't be kabel tuma if the liquid that mixed with the flour is fruit juice. Perek. Oh, that's the end.